Just relax and let yourself be aware of all of the experiences that you're having. You can start with the sounds outside. And let yourself just totally embrace and relax into the sounds. Anything external you may feel, the air against your skin. Anything in the environment, any scent. All of these sounds, all of these experiences, we say are objectified. They're objects. Objectified means they're objects of my awareness. They're known to me. I'm aware of them. That's what we mean when we say they're objectified. They're objects of awareness. They're known. Also present is me, the subject, the one who is central to these objectified experiences, the one who is present. And I am present and known, self-evident, even though I'm not objectified, like the sound. Because I'm an awareful being, I need not be objectified. My being is, rather, simply here, self-evident. Constant. So there's two things for you to notice now. My own presence, the self-evident conscious being that I am. And the objectified experiences of the sounds, the breeze, the scents. And what I want you to notice is that both are present and can be differentiated one from the other. I am here. And the perceptions are here. The perceptions, those objectified experiences, don't touch me, don't cover me, don't change me. I'm stable, still. Unable to change. I'm not an object within duality to change. I'm still constant. Whereas the sensations are coming and going, constantly changing, I am changeless, constant. The perceptions are changing, far from constant. Let yourself become aware of your physical body and just let the body relax. Let yourself be totally present to the body. Welcome its relaxation. Even more, and as the body continues to relax, let yourself notice the same thing. This body which is a living entity is continually changing, shifting, relaxing, moving in this way or that, breathing. And all of these experiences are known to you. They're objectified. And the experiences continue to shift. Even through the sense of touch, you're aware of these experiences of the body. And the sense of touch probably is flitting from one focal point to another, and from your knees to maybe your feet, your torso and your shoulders. You can just see where the mind wanders to as it lands on and objectifies the physical body. So the body now is objectified, and that is present as an experience, continually changing experience, and you are present. The conscious being, that is silent and still. Simply abiding, constant, not engaged in any activity whatsoever. Nor is it objectified. But you are self-shining because you are conscious being, consciousness. So notice now two experiences, the self-evident being of yourself and the objectified experience of the body. The experiences of the body don't touch or change your own being, the conscious being that you are, in any way. Nor do the experiences of the body cover me. I am the luminary, in fact. Just as the sun is the luminary, illumining the clouds or the rains or the clear sky. I am the luminary, the self-evident conscious being that I am. The one because of whom these objectified experiences shine. I just need to differentiate the two. Both are here. One is not covered by the other. Now continue to let your body relax. And let your focus be on the changing thoughts and moods, feelings, images that are passing through your mind. You may be multi-processing, more than one thought coming from one direction, another from another direction. Just totally relax, and whatever the mind is doing is absolutely fine. Just let yourself relax and be interested and present to whatever sensations, thoughts, feelings are going on in the mind. And as they have a life of their own, which are known, which are objectified, which are illumined, notice your own presence. Stable, constant, self-evident presence of you. Whole and complete in itself, without performing any function whatsoever, simply being. Just notice. Differentiate your own presence. From the perceptions, thoughts, feelings of the mind, As you relax and just allow yourself to be present to the totality of your experience, both you, the subject, and all of the changing phenomena. Notice that all the objectified experiences, including your thoughts, feelings, physical body, sounds, external perceptions, all of them are coming into your being and going out. They come into being, go out of being. Listen to the changing sounds. The sound comes into being, goes out of being, comes into awareness, comes out of awareness. All thoughts are like that. They come into awareness, go out of awareness. They come into existence, go out of existence. They come into existence, go out of existence. The existence is stable. Existence itself is not objectifiable. The experience of existence, how I label that, non-objectifiable, self-evident experience, is in amness, I am. Amness, I am. Is the self-evident experience of existence, the non-objectifiable, self-evident being. In which all experiences come and go. So saith a sound comes into existence, then we say the sound is. Physical sensation, maybe of your right knee, comes into existence. Now we say, that sensation of the right knee is, it exists. And then that sensation can be replaced by the left thumb. That comes into existence. It is, the sensation is. It goes out of existence. It is no more. So here we need to have some viveka, some differentiation, to where I see that existence is, and it is not objectifiable. The universe comes into existence as though, and as though goes out of existence. While it manifests, everything within it is. When it goes into dissolution, the existence continues to remain. I imagine a meadow with trees and tall grass, clouds in the sky, birds chirping, mountains in the background. The trees are, the birds are, the sky is, the clouds are, birds are, tall grass is. And now I retract the meadow. And what is left is the is. The is, which is the am. I imagine the meadow, and the meadow is. I resolve the meadow, and I am. I imagine the meadow, and the meadow am. I resolve the meadow and am remains. Imagine the meadow. The meadow is and is known. I resolve the meadow and what remains. I am. The self-evident knownness which the meadow enjoyed. My simple, non-objectifiable presence. So simple, unassuming, constant, and complete in itself. Is never covered in any way by the meadow, or by sorrow, or by joy. Or by any experience. That exists within time. That exists within change. That is objectifiable. My mind needs to notice. To recognize. This is very stable self. Which never will and never can leave it in any way. It is its very truth, its very being.